The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Gather round. It's time for your real estate chalk talk with the Hittner Group at Coldwell Banker Realty. Listen closely as your coaches discuss the culture, the economy, and the political scene and how it affects your home and your real estate investments. Real Estate Chalk Talk is where you learn the science of buying and selling real estate and the art of living in your home. Your education begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, welcome to the program. This is your Real Estate Chalk Talk with the Hittner Group. HittnerGroup.com, 612-627-8000. That's 612-627-8000. Give us a ring-a-ling-a-ling. We'd be happy to have a chat with you. And, of course, that first conversation with no cost and absolutely no obligation.
But after that, woo-hoo, expensive. After that,
the price goes up.
Things are getting expensive for people out there. Buyers, maybe.
It's always getting expensive. Real Estate Roundup, didn't spend any time on it this week. Did a look the other day just as I was looking for some clients on some stuff. There's properties out there that are for sale in just about every price range, in just about every community. There seems to be ample inventory. There's ample inventory in the lower price ranges again. We're seeing a lot of multiple offers, you know, significant multiples, like 10, 15 offers on a property.
Are you seeing that price point at four?
Pretty much four and below.
That's what we're seeing too.
So with that, and then when you go to that next mid-range deal, that's your move-up price point. So between four and what do you think is $600,000-$700,000, like that. That's a little bit different in there because now you're starting to fold in some new construction, and those typically are going to land in that $500,000 to $700,000 price range for that normal. I feel silly even saying it, for that normal two story, you know, in a nice area with a three car garage, and then you're above that. Then it's kind of Katie by the door, because then you've got a lot of new construction. You have a lot of state homes, a lot of stately homes that are priced, up in that area. And the people in that market are frugal. I mean, they're wise. When you can afford to buy a house like that, obviously they're managing their money well, and they're looking for a great deal, and they're looking to spend their money wisely, but they've got the money to spend. Mm. They're going to buy what they buy, and they're going to say no to it. Not because of the price and not because of any commission conversation. They're going to say no to it because the property isn't right for them. Just don't like that property, and so they're looking for one that they do like. And they're weighing the cost, and my experience is that they're weighing the cost of building versus buying something existing. Mm-hmm. And so many times it's the site.
The site the house is on.
The location. Is more important.
Oh, location more than the yard, you're saying, right?
Yeah, yards are, when I'm looking, I mean, they're looking, this one has 3 acres, that one has 5 acres. What is the 5 acres? Was it a bean field a couple years ago? Mm-hmm. Or is it, mature trees with a stream running through it and, overlooking the parkland beyond? And all that is pretty significant when you get into those higher price points. We've got one that we're looking at way out in Carver County, and that one's going to be $1.5 million, maybe $2 million, and gorgeous 8,000 square foot house, big house, but it's on the lake. It's got the outbuildings, it's got the rolling land, it's got all of that, of those accoutrements that kind of go with it. Mm-hmm. That, if you took that house and put it in Edina, downtown Edina, that then it'd be $4 million house. I mean, so it's,
what is it out there?
$1.5 million to $2 million, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. And distance makes a big, just because your pool of buyers goes down so much.
Right. Who's willing to go?
Who's
that
willing
far
to
out,
travel
right?
that far? I mean,
public transportation and electrical cars.
Could do that.
They got everything wrapped up on that, I thought.
Yeah, you could do that. Take the train. Except it's an hour drive to the train station, and then you got to ride in.
They got a nice West End.
Then you have to rent a car then when you get in, or one of those little
nice
bikes.
West End get station
those
there.
Bikes that you ride.
Boy, in Woodbury, they're doing a lot of construction right now on the roads, getting stuff ready for some more public transportation coming in.
What kind of transportation?
I think it's the rail, either rail or busing, you know, one of the two. So they're just putting in like a new road over 94 and just a lot of stuff going on. And some businesses have come in, some businesses have left areas because it tends to gather people.
You know, the train, we were just in West Palm Beach and the train runs up and down the East Coast. A lot of people ride that doggone train, I'll tell you.
But that's more lifestyle out there. Out here, it's not. I don't think we'll ever get to the point where it's common like it is. When we were out, when Kyle and I were out there in going to Rutgers for his stuff in New York, you jump on the train, you're in New Jersey, you jump on the train, get into Times Square, into New York. That's very common and easier.
And very easy.
Runs here, it's not like you're,
The distances don't make sense.
Right.
There is pretty compact. With some people who are from Miami and did you rent a car? Did you drive up road? You dumbass, we took the train.
Yeah. Right.
Why would you ask that? Yeah. You know, we took the train, you know.
So stupid.
I know. That's great. Anyhow, so that's the real estate market. When we come back, we got 5 minutes left so we can get going into it. I want to talk about
give the backdrop
the change.
First.
So here's the backdrop. Of course, there's been lawsuits going on in the real estate market for about, I don't know how much, almost 5 years, I think it's been, seems like. And the lawsuits, there's two groups. One is sellers have sued the National Association of Realtors, and it's a class action suit, and all the big companies, because they're saying that they, because the commission that was charged to sell the property was shared with the company that brought the buyer in, right? So the opposing company or another company. Mm-hmm. So part of that commission dollar went to that other company. And so the sellers are saying, well, the amount of commission then that we charged was high, that we shouldn't have been charged that much commission. And
They were unaware of how the sharing.
They were supposedly unaware of how the sharing was. And because of in my opinion, the incompetency of the National Association of Realtors and the group of attorneys that handled the case seems to be a pretty doggone simple explanation to me. They lost. So now there's a $5 billion settlement against these companies, and they've lost. Okay, so now they go to appeal, and they have to, of course, put their bond in, which means you have to come up with the money to go in to appeal. And the first one, before they lost, our parent company, Anywhere Real Estate, settled for $85 million, give or take. It was 80-some million. They settled, which basically absolved all of their agents, us included.
For any wrongdoing,
and agreed to change some practices, which for us didn't really change much because we already had in our listing agreements, it's very clear.
I'm baffled that it was unclear.
Yeah, in some states it's unclear. So, and in our state, we use buyer representation agreements, and it has commission is stated in there. It's stated in there that the buyer is responsible for it. It's also stated in there that it would be offset by any payment made by the listing company as an offset, but it's clear that if there's a difference there, it's the buyer's fee to pay. Now, whether or not the buyer agent wants to enforce that or not, that's another matter, but it's in there. And most companies all have a buyer admin commission that's in there, and that's stated in there and, you know, paid out. So in our state, it's been pretty straightforward. And there's a lawsuit going on in Minnesota, the same case, same kind of a case. So they kind of collected all these cases up, and other companies, Keller Williams settled, Remax settled, you know, Anywhere settled. And then it was going to go on, and so then you had EXP, and you had Home Services and the National Association. They were like, no way, we're not settling. Well, now the National Association settled. and they're going to have agreed to pay $400 million towards this class action over the course of the next 4 years, and they've changed some rules. Now it's nationally to kind of homogenize how things are done and get some standardization across all states so everyone is doing it all the same.
Was it not previously? So states could say, hey, this state, they disclose what you're paying. This state, they don't?
It was kind of company by company and state by state.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of there's still like 15 states that don't have buyer representation agreements. They don't require them at all. They
so isn't it called National Association of Realtors? National, like,
but all the standards? But the real estate laws, we're governed by what is it, Section 32 or 38 or whatever it is by the state's code.
Well, we have Minnesota Association of Realtors and our
local association of realtors as well. So we're governed by the statute, and all states are. They have their state statutes that govern how real estate transactions are
with the
state of Minnesota, with the legislature. So,
we got 30 seconds left. We're going to have to break. I'm super curious where that $480 million and all those different millions go. So it's just like if you've had a real estate transaction in the last 3 years.
Oh, the postcards are coming now. The postcards are coming now.
XYZ dollars.
You'll get $4.95.
Sweet.
Sweet. And the attorneys will get the other half. We'll be right back after these messages. And this is going to be a shockwave through the industry. We'll explain what it means to you as a consumer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.